We'll ask the boys and girls, please, to come up to the front. Those that are still young enough to come up to the front, it's good to see you. We'd ask you just to come as we consider, again, the life of Hudson Taylor. This will be our last study in Hudson Taylor's life, so we'll ask you just, boys and girls, to come to the front here for a few moments. Okay, boys and girls, good to have you joining with us this morning. And over recent months, we've been looking at the life of this great missionary to China. His name was Hudson Taylor. And he has discovered this wonderful truth that God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. And I'm just going to ask three simple questions. There's a crunchy for any boy or girl that can answer these questions. Can somebody tell me what Hudson Taylor's wife was called? Yeah? Harry in the middle? Maria, good man, yes. And Hudson Taylor had to return home from China for a period of time. Can somebody tell me why that was? Why did he have to come home, Adam? Sickness, that's right. He wasn't well and he was sick and he had to come home. So well done, Adam. Now, a slightly harder question. I think we did this a couple of Lord's Days or maybe last Lord's Day. He was praying for a certain number of missionaries and then he prayed for another number. Can somebody tell me one of those numbers, Olivia? 16? That's not the number I had. But I'll maybe have something for you anyway. 70, yeah, that's right. And there was one other number as well. 24, very good. That was the two numbers I had. But well done, Olivia, too. 24 and 70, that was the two numbers I had. Well done. Didn't expect anybody to get those, so thank you very much. Now, Hudson Taylor, he's in China, and he's hiking over all of the mountains and through the valleys and through the plains in inland China. And he still is greatly burdened because he realizes, while we've got 70 missionaries now working in China, there are still not only thousands of people that have never heard, but there are thousands of towns and thousands of villages that still haven't been reached with the gospel. So he said, we're going to have to pray for more missionaries. They prayed for 70, and in fact, God gave them more than 70. He gave them 78. And then he said to his nearest and dearest, he says, we're going to have to pray that by the end of this year, God gives us 100 more missionaries. And by the end of the year, 1887, God gave them 102. But yet still he realized that we still need to reach more people in China. And he says, within another 5 years, I'm going to pray that God sends us at least 1,000 more missionaries. So he prayed for 24, he prayed for 70, prayed for another 100, and now he's praying for another 1,000 missionaries. And by the end of that five-year period, God had sent them another 1,153. He was a man that was greatly burdened for the lost, burdened for souls. And boys and girls, now he's approaching the end of his life. He's an old man, and he doesn't have the same strength and vitality that he used to have. And maybe that'll happen to some of you, and it's happening to me. You know, I have to go to the dentist more often now. I had to get glasses so I could drive my car properly. And I'm just getting older and I can't do the things that I used to do. But this man, Hudson Taylor, he gave his life to God whenever he was just a teenager. And God has used him not only to see hundreds of people and thousands of Chinese people come to Jesus Christ, but he's also been used of God to raise up over 1,000 missionaries to reach the people of China. He used to tell a story towards the end of his life of something that happened that really illustrated a great need. Sometimes he would return home and he would tell the people in England this story to illustrate the great need that there is for missionaries. And I want to tell you this story this morning, and also to the mums and dads and to the older people here as well. He said on one occasion he was on a boat, and the boat was travelling across the sea in a part of China, and he was reaching a new place. And there was a man on the boat whose name was Peter. And Hudson Taylor began to speak to Peter about the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter had never heard anything like it before. And Peter says, well, what are you going to do now? And Hudson says, well, I'm going into this village on the seacoast and I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter says, well, I want to hear more. I'm going to come with you and I'm going to hear you preach. And as the boat was coming in and people were getting off the boat, Hudson Taylor heard somebody crying out and he heard this loud splash. And he looked around and Peter had fallen out of the boat and was in the sea and he couldn't swim and he began to drown. And Hudson Taylor immediately jumped out after him and tried to rescue him. But as Peter went down, Hudson couldn't find him. But he looked across and he saw a little boat and there was five or six fishermen on it. And Hudson Taylor began to cry out and he says, quick, there's a man that's drowning here. We need you to come and help me to find him and help me to rescue him. And he says, we don't have time. We are too busy. And Hudson says, quick, bring your big net and troll it across this area. We can rescue this man. We can save him. We need you to come. He says, we're too busy. Give us some money and we'll come. Hudson says, I'll give you whatever money I have. And he says, we need at least $30. Hudson Taylor shouted, I don't have $30. I've maybe got 14, but I'll give you everything I have if you just come and help me to rescue this man. And at last they came with their big net and they cast it in and they trawled it across and they got the man out. But friends, it was too late and he had died. And Hudson Taylor sat with them and tried to revive him in the little boat, but it was too late. And Peter had died without hearing Hudson Taylor preach. And he used to come home and he used to tell that story. Here were men in a fishing boat, and if they had the right heart, and if they were really concerned about this man that was drowning, they could have rescued him. But they were more concerned about what they were doing, and they were more concerned about money. And he says, this man perished needlessly. And he used to then talk about people that were dying in their sin. And he would say, well, what about us? What more could we do to reach them? And maybe if we banded together, and maybe if we prayed more, and maybe if we witnessed more and helped more, we could rescue more people from their sins. If we just gave our lives to God, how much more could be done for the souls of people that are perishing in China? And I'm not just speaking to the boys and girls, I'm speaking to older people too. We live in a town where there's many people and they need to be reached, they need to be rescued. And maybe, just maybe, if we did a little bit more and had a little bit more burden in our hearts, a little bit more love in our hearts, how much more could be done to reach those that are lost? Hudson Taylor gave his heart to Jesus Christ, and that's so important that you give your heart to the Lord and ask God to be your Savior and ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. But even more important than that, we give our lives to him and ask him to take full control and say, Lord, I'm maybe just a young person. I don't maybe have much gift or talent or ability, but Lord, whatever I have, I want you to take it and I want you to use it so that my life will count for you. Whenever Hudson Taylor was an old man, he was asked by a Christian minister, why, Hudson, do you think that God used you? And Hudson Taylor says, well, I believe that God wanted to find the weakest instrument that he could find. And he looked down and he found Hudson Taylor. If you give your life to God, God can do much more with it than you ever can. So thank you so much for listening. And those four that answered those questions, there's a wee crunchy for you each. I'll ask you to go back to your parents and thank you so much for listening.